Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Looking for interns. The spring semester has just started.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're looking for an internship, come play with us. We're fun. We pay, too. We used to not pay anybody, but now we pay people. Thank you, Intercom. You know, you're not getting rich here, but you will have a rich life with your experiences in radio. Plus, God knows you'll get bitten by the bug. It's so fun. We have some great interns, and a lot of them wind up working here and at other places in town and beyond. They're out in the world there, our babies. So if you'd like to come in and be an intern and work real hard and get up early and have a great time doing it, email Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Or Uzette at RadioAlice.com.
Actually, just Bryn.
Just Bryn. Handling all the intern hires now. All right, Brynny.
Send them one over. Check your spelling.
Spell Bryn's name right.
B-R-Y-N. It's like Brian. Brian. B-R-Y-N at RadioAlice.com. Come be an intern.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floorcraft. Floorcraft in San Francisco is proud to introduce Hunter Douglas window treatments to their product offerings. Get a $250 instant savings with your Hunter Douglas purchase today. Visit them in-store or online at floorcrafthome.com. That's floorcrafthome.com. Here's what's happening. Rain on you on the way in?
No, but it was wet.
Yeah, there's rain out there, everyone. So
yesterday was miserable.
Ugh. It was?
It rained hard last night at my house.
Oh. It rained all day long at my house yesterday. All day. So. Nothing hard, nothing stormy, just crappy.
Anyway, so you may deal with some weather on your way out the door this morning.
It's also, that time of year.
We're in the middle of this impeachment now. It's on, it's beginning. And also, President Donald Trump says that he will be delivering a State of the Union address on February 4th. Whether or not he's in the middle of this trial, it's on.
Right.
So.
Nothing. I just itched my nose. I was not trying to tell you that you have something on your nose. No, you're good. You never look better. Perfect.
Looking real thin, Vin.
Yeah.
I am thinner. I don't eat anymore.
Well, there's no food. There's nothing to eat.
Even the cereal I poured today, I didn't have time to get to it. So, what are you going to do?
Pour it down the sink. Let the contractor deal with it.
The disconnected garbage disposal sink, yes. Yeah. Like a big dummy.
You need something to eat this morning?
No, I'm okay. I'm feeling pretty good, actually. I got some sleep, which was the main ingredient.
Yeah.
That is
to happiness.
Part one of feeling good.
Oh! Mm. I woke up and was myself. I woke up and went, oh, let's do this. I feel great.
I can handle this.
Give me 5 hours and I'm solid. Let's do it. All right, so let's do some stories here. A couple in Western India was set to get married next month. After a year of planning their wedding, they just had to call it off because the groom's 48-year-old father and the bride's 46-year-old mother both vanished earlier this month.
What? Say that again?
A couple in Western India was set to get married next month.
Okay.
They've spent a year planning this wedding.
Yeah.
You know how that is.
Yes. Oh, God. And Indian weddings are like 5 days long.
Right.
Like, everyone comes it's just so elaborate, and there's all this dancing and singing and eating and...
Right.
Okay. So now who disappeared?
The groom's 48-year-old father and the bride's 46-year-old mother both vanished earlier this month with the wedding right around the corner.
Oh, no.
And everyone's pretty sure they decided to ditch their current spouses and elope.
So they've been spending a year planning their kid's wedding.
Turns out the groom's father and the bride's mother actually knew each other growing up and may have had a childhood romance. Oh. So when their adult children decided to get married, they started spending more time together. Things rekindled.
The heart wants what it wants.
Both families have filed missing persons reports, but they believe these two
look in America.
Ran off.
Look somewhere else. They're not in India anymore. Don't you get in huge trouble in India for adultery or you know?
I think you'd be thrown in jail.
Yeah, or stoned or something. Although guy gets thrown in jail, the woman gets killed. Good times, people. That's daring and risky, and they couldn't even wait till the kids got married.
I know, that's messed up for the kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
But maybe they're like, we have both put our needs off
our happiness
for 20 however many
just
years.
Why not wait a couple more days?
Or this has to happen.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I can't wait another minute for you, baby.
I hate these people.
Well, I was going to say, you know, when you're planning a wedding, there is a lot of questions that are... It goes through your own head where you're like, how do I answer this? I don't care. Isn't going to go over, is it?
I don't care.
I would love to
I'm going
see
to run
that,
away with your
more
mother.
Of that. Let's look at more stuff. Yes. That color's No, not that color. Okay. It is a process that I could see anyone wanting to run from.
Sure.
And there they are.
Plus, these two are dying to get into each other's...
They want to do it. Right.
Pants.
According to a new survey,
yes,
the average person says they'll usually spend 2 months in a relationship with someone they're going to dump before they finally end things.
So really?
It takes a minute before...
So this is not dependent on how long they've been together. Like, you could have been in a relationship for 5 months. You've decided, this is not working.
Right.
Or 5 years, this is not going to work. And you spend 2 months getting up the nerve.
I actually give this. So earlier you were talking about Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
And you said that her marriage to Rick Solomon, she married the guy, divorced him, and remarried him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think
I don't know
about
how much
that,
time went by in between.
I don't either, but my point is that, you know, when you return someone too quickly,
yeah,
later you go, why didn't I give that a minute?
Right.
This 2 months thing is probably a good idea because you may find yourself coming around.
Right.
I definitely return stuff the second I think I don't want it and then later go, why didn't I wait a second?
Mm.
1 minute.
You know,
I couldn't wait 1 minute.
You've changed a lot, though. I mean, honestly, I think that when things got hard with your now wife after the birth of your first kid, old Vinny would have run for the hills.
No question.
And you didn't. I was very proud of the way that you handled that. And you advocated for therapy. And
right.
You know,
exactly. Ask
you
for
put
help.
That back online. You put that back on track. I was really.
Why did I do that, though?
You had a kid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There was more in it, but old you, that wouldn't have mattered. You would have figured it out, and you would have seen the kid, but you wouldn't have had the wherewithal to stay.
I'll tell you something about that. I actually never really believed people in a relationship with a little bit of scorched earth could put it back together. Like, I always have felt maybe a little immature in that way. Like, well, that's happened. We're ruined now.
Mm-hmm.
So forget it. Throw that thing away and start over because there's just no way. And actually, the truth is you can. If you find it a way to talk through it and also be grown up and say, we both had a part in that crap. Let's try to give ourselves a clean slate,
mm-hmm.
not beat each other up over the mistakes we've made and see if we can put it back together. And it turns out you kind of can.
You can. But both parties have to want to and be willing to put in the work that takes because it isn't easy, especially depending on how scorched the earth is.
Right. Well, that, right.
Sometimes you really can't.
No, I do. You
ran away with my
mother-in-law?
Fiance's mother. I can't, Dad, we're done.
Hey, going back to Rick Solomon.
Yeah.
So she got married to Pam Anderson, to Rick Solomon, 2007 to 2008. Then she went back to him 2014 to 2015.
So some time went by and then as soon as she married him, she's like, oh, I totally remember why I hate you now.
She's really only good for 1 year of marriage, possibly three with Tommy Lee, but everyone else has been 1 year.
Yeah, Kid Rock was a quick turnaround.
Yeah, that was one.
That was ruined fast, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he yell at her about giving him hepatitis or something too?
Possibly.
He yells about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's a yeller.
True.
Yeah.
As much as I enjoyed his
show,
the more you hear him talk, you just go, oh, whew.
Please stop talking.
Right. Stick to the music.
Yeah. But his live show, unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And I feel so lucky to have seen, there was 20 people on that stage at Bimbo's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that hold, 800 people? Mm. I mean, that was
a neat event.
That was an incredible show. I couldn't believe I was watching Kid Rock and didn't want him to stop playing.
As much as I love and trust our boss, that was one of those events where I went, what is he doing?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Even Christina Perry jumped off that show. She's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And then I'm in the audience going, oh, he's seen this guy before. He knows what he can do.
Yeah.
Because Kid Rock crushed that show.
Beyond crushed it.
Oh, so good.
I've never been the same.
The reason you spend a couple extra months working up the I want to break up move is to put off hurting the other person's feelings.
Of course.
So you do, you don't want to hurt them.
You loved them at one point.
And it sucks. Mm. You're just waiting for the right time, which there never is one, to offer up super bad news like we're done. Not knowing how to say it.
Yeah.
Worrying about their reaction. That's, you know, one of the best signs, one of the biggest signs that you need to break up is if you're worried that their reaction's going to be awful.
Right.
Like, that's scary.
Yeah.
If you feel like, I can't break up or this person's going to go crazy.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a person you stay with.
Well, that's the problem, though, is that, you know, the whole I get why I got to break up with them, but I don't really want to deal with that.
Right.
You got, I think what you got to do, here's what you do. Here's how you break up. Uh-oh. You set your whole new life up. Get it all ready to go. Get everything together. Slowly, surreptitiously, start removing clothing, et cetera. From wherever
little
it is,
by you know. Little.
This is how you break up with Antonio Brown? Is that? Is
this is how you break up with, right, the crazy people. And then you fake your death and you never talk to them again. Yeah, you have to. I mean, some people you just have to poof in their life, you know, like, and then you don't have the conversation. You just text them. I'm Audi 5G.
Oh,
boom.
Suddenly you have Audi 5G in
sure.
your vocabulary.
Well, I'm just trying to envision me, you know, being cool enough to break up with someone this way, because that's the way you do it. You set up your whole other life with new locks and keys and security.
Then you're constantly watching your back. Just poof them.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Fake their death. But don't fake it. Oops.
Go on a hike.
Go on a nice hike. Some people just need a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other people, a little shove.
A team of researchers recently talked to 1,000 people who use voice assistants. You know what I'm talking about.
Like the
Amazon
Echo
product,
or,
right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Google Home.
Whatever it is. I mean,
Siri,
you might be listening to us right now on that item.
Yes. We try not to wake her up and distract her.
Anyway, the top 10 things we use them for are asking a random question you need the answer to.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, 12% of the time, that person, the device has the answer.
Oh,
most
really?
Of the time they go off on some long rant. Was that answer helpful to you? No. Thanks for your feedback.
Checking the weather, listening to music.
Yeah, music is the big one for us. I would say 90% of our use of the home device is, hey, play that song.
Mm.
Yeah, and you can play your radio on those things,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Tell it to play. Literally say, play Alice.
Right.
Boom. Up we come. Hey, how you doing in your kitchen?
I mean, we want you to get the radio.com app, but,
sure. You
know, your thingy can also...
We want you to listen.
Right.
So wherever you are, take us with you.
Make calls. You make calls with yours?
I do not. Do
I don't
you?
Either, no. I don't do any of this stuff.
I didn't even know I could do
I never
that.
Ask that thing. And you know what? Yeah. I also is fairly pathetic, but I say please and thank you when I do use that dumb thing.
I think that's good. Especially once AI becomes self-aware, it's going to be, you know, you're going
to
really need
to
be.
Oh, I'll be on their good side.
Sure, you want to be on their good side, Vinny. Right. I'm a please and thank you as well.
Set alarms and reminders. That is the one.
My
Google Home Hub is in the kitchen, and I use it for, I need a two-minute timer.
Yep.
Give me a 10-minute timer.
Yep.
All the time.
It also has my, I have the Echo and the Home Hub. The Home Hub is actually good for, like, hey, play from YouTube, play this video, blah, blah, blah. If you're sitting
Feist,
at a party.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Boom, pops it right up. and both of them will set timers. And I actually have alarms on them. Like, there's a certain thing that has to happen on Tuesdays. And there's a certain thing, you know, that I get an alarm for it an hour before the thing has to happen. So I can rally that kid and get his ass out of the house. It's time for you to do that one thing. Out.
Rally that kid. So he's like you. He needs a long time. He needs 10 alarms, and he still has to have his husband kick him out of the house.
Exactly. I'm the house husband, apparently.
Search the internet. These are the things you use your little home assistants, voice assistants for. Searching the internet, sending text messages. Boy, you really must have preset all of these things.
I don't know how to do any of those. I mean, I guess my phone would have to be hooked up to that. I don't send text messages that way.
And the last on the list, which I've definitely done with my kid, is ask them to tell you a joke.
Oh, sure.
Do you say a kid-friendly joke?
Yeah, we need, knock-knock jokes.
That's because, fun. Interactive.
Well, who remembers any of those? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't remember any jokes.
Well, in particular, knock-knocks.
I know. I know two knock-knock jokes.
Aren't you glad I didn't say that again?
That's the one, yeah. I can't think of what the other one was. I feel like I know another one. But I don't, apparently.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you, but please don't text and drive.
Thank you.
Here's a couple. Sarah, I listen to the podcast often. I love listening to you sing without music, stumbling over lyrics, and singing every three words. It's so fun and real, and it makes me love you even more than I really do.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you. I was incredibly embarrassed when I heard that yesterday. I was like, oh, man, I do that so much.
What did your brother say when you told him you did the joke?
Oh, no, he was totally stoked. He couldn't believe that I'd done it. I was like, oh, it's fine. That was fine, you know?
It was.
Totally funny. Now, of course, though,
I've woken
a monster, right? So we'll see, you know, whatever. I thought it was cute, though, and you got 2 out of 3, so... Mm-hmm. He'll have to work harder to hide his jokes. But anyway, that's why I listened back to
it. Please tell me you didn't hire him to be part of our show.
Don't worry.
Okay, because that's probably coming next. The question. Can I? Can I?
No.
Well, now, I mean,
no.
It went well.
It was nice, though, to have a bit.
Oh,
you know.
I like your brother.
Sure.
I mean, I don't want him sitting right there.
No, dear God. I'm with you. Please, no more than I already have. I love you, John, but...
You can't seem to say no to him, though.
Well, it's true. That is true. I thought the bit was funny. He played it at my house. I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll try that on Benny.
Yeah, it was fun.
You guys are on a roll this morning. Good morning and happy hump day.
All
Thanks
right.
for the laughs.
Well, you are welcome. I'm glad that you're enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to... We have a death, and it's really sad. But I have the album charts and some Super Bowl ad stuff, if we can make it that far into the pile.
Sarah and Vinny.